Blake mentioned your penalty kill is leaking a bit. Are teams doing things differently on you, or what
do
you
see? No, I don't think so. Their components are, you know, face-off wins, clears, shot blocks, and saves, and we haven't been quite as good on the two nights.
Do you think you're goaltending tonight?
He made a bunch of real good saves. You know, he's probably going to want one back anyway, but he's been too darn good for us all year for us to concern about one that you don't like.
How unhappy were you about some of the penalties?
Well, Dustin's first one wasn't a penalty. Didn't care for two or three of them. Really didn't like Patan's, but yeah, as many as we did.
A young guy learning still, or?
Well, that's a lesson that doesn't take too long to learn.
They seem to have a real strong net front presence tonight. Is that something that you guys weren't doing, or is that just what it looks like when you play the LA Kings?
Yeah, that's a standard piece to their game. They've got enough size, they can control pucks and get it back to the point. There'll always be somebody right in front of the net.
What could your guys have done better?
Probably have somebody in front of the net with them. Start there.
So you weren't happy with the zone play tonight, the defensive zone play?
No, I mean, all of this gets wrapped up. When we skate, we're a good team. If we don't skate, we're not. But that'd be true of any team in the National League. We skated really well in the first period and didn't skate particularly well after that.
Paul, do you expect in the next three games too, when you look Central Division teams play physical style, to kind of have the same sort of...
Well, we hope not.
Not result, but
I didn't find that to be a physical game at all. I mean, they were tired. I thought the game turned on speed. Wasn't really... I mean, the hits after 2 or 15-10, that's not a heavy game. I didn't find it was heavy. We were slow. Slow with the puck. We got to skate. We've got enough speed that we're touching the puck in our end of the ice. We got to move faster, so it's not just about skating, but move faster.
You were coming off 6-1 and 7-2.
Touching the places. I thought we would have seen it the first, had we. I thought that if we were feeling that good about ourselves, that we would have seen it in the first, and we didn't. I'm not going to beat them up in front of you tonight. We're going to we'll deal with that game. Before St. Louis's game, but we've played pretty well. I don't think that's the way our team's going to play.
Something good about getting on the
road. Yeah, you guys are sick of me. There is. You know what? Home ice has been so good for us this year, and rightfully so. It's such a great place to play. You don't want to take that for granted. It's good to get out on the road, and then you get a little more jump when you come home, a little more excited about the home games, I think. Yeah, this is the longest stretch I've ever been through. We've had a lull, I felt, in it. It's hard to explain, but it's just it's good. I'm sure that all the wives will be making sure that nobody's late.
Just want to go back to some of the goals against with respect to the front of the net. It seemed to me that in one beat, the front of the net was sort of pretty well covered, and in the next beat, it wasn't as much in a couple of the goals against, and just wondering if you can comment on that a little bit.
Well, we got the puck on the two that I think you're probably thinking about are the last two, because the first two are PK goals, and we got the puck in the corner, and we're pretty sure we're going to do something fabulous with it, so we're moving up ice and didn't recover particularly well off that. I can't explain the next one to you. Even having watched it 5 times, I still can't fully explain how we got to that decision, but mistakes get made.